Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer of Surrender to Jesus' Calling by Christine Brown, read by Leah Martin. Then calling the crowd to join his disciples, he said, "If any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me." Mark 8:34. Sometimes my life feels like a back-and-forth battle with control. One day I'm easily relinquishing my own way in favor of God's plan. Other days, I have to keep surrendering over and over because the pull of being in control is just too strong. Give up your own way. Those five simple words Jesus spoke to the crowd may be the ones I wrestle with the most. I get attached to my own way of doing things. Soon, self-sufficiency rises and I start making decisions in my own strength, trying too hard, and wearing myself out. I end up exhausted instead of welcoming the peace Jesus offers. Surrender. It's a hard concept for us to grasp because God gave us the will to choose. Surrender means to give up complete control, to yield to the power of another. Surrender is an amazing gift offered to us. Wouldn't we rather hand over control of our lives to the one who holds power over all things? Then why do we struggle to surrender when Jesus calls? God designed us to hope, dream, create, and build. We long to do great things and make an impact in our world. So we must pray and find our purpose, using the gifts God gave us, while daily surrendering our lives and hearts to Him. Mark chapter 8 tells us about Jesus' ministry, from feeding 4,000 people to healing one blind man. After a private word with his disciples, Jesus turned to a crowd and explained how to surrender. Jesus said, "If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake and for the sake of the good news, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul?" Mark 8:35 through 36. In our efforts to do good, let's not forget the presence of our holy God. Jesus is calling us to release control and follow His ways instead of our own. Today, let's pray this prayer of surrender. Dear Heavenly Father, I hear your precious Son Jesus gently calling me. Yet I realize I've let the temptation of control keep me from responding to his voice. Forgive me for trying to do things on my own when I know your ways are best. I surrender to Jesus today. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to draw me back to you in those times when I've relied on my own strength. Your word in John 14:26 says, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I've said to you." Thank you for reminding me that if I want to follow Jesus, I need to release my own way. I felt your Holy Spirit tugging at my heart, so I'm laying down my own plans and desires and goals. I replace those right now with total surrender to your will. I'm grateful for the guidance of the Holy Spirit and that Jesus never stops pursuing a deeper relationship with me. Your will be done in my life, Lord. I'll follow you wherever you lead me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community. We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.